The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, it really shows how controlled the networks are in this country, because that's what targets the mainline public that doesn't know their hands from their butt in many cases because of the upbringing of the media brainwashing system. We've got John Rappaport on the line with us, investigative journalist. No more fake news. This is a short segment, bunch of long segments coming up. And I want him to really be able to get into the conspiracy to shut off our old industry while blocking new energy, while acting like they're for the new energy. So I'm going to give him the floor from 24 after to the end. That's about 30 minutes of airtime with John Rappaport. I don't even have to go anywhere. I just want to turn the show over to him and listen. So that's coming up with John Rappaport today. And I'll be back tomorrow with the show with Paul Watson, David Knight, and a bunch of other people, a bunch of big guests coming up this week. But you were getting into the real reality of Afghanistan. I've got my breakdown reality of what it's really like, just a big hole to dump money into, a full-spectrum dominance globalist system. Breakdown your take on Afghanistan, and we'll go to break, come back, mention Bilderberg, a few other issues, and then get into free energy.
No question about it. It's, as you say, a full-spectrum dominance operation. It's also drugs. It's also, you know, a rise in the poppies. Lots more poppies growing since we went over there. The opium is flowing. The opium has to be kept flowing. There's a long-standing project to build an oil pipeline through there. There's all kinds of military, geopolitical, economic reasons why we're over there. And then, of course, you've got the rules of engagement, which would drive anybody crazy. You know, do you have to call back to get permission to kill somebody in case you don't know who they are and they might have a gun and they're ready to kill you and you're going to do two or three tours like this? I mean, the whole idea that, yes, we're over there, we're an army, we're not just an intelligence group, but we're an army, we're killing people, this is a war, but we can only kill certain people a certain amount of the time, and we're helping other people build villages and so forth all at the same time. This is not what an army does. This is not the way an army can operate. This creates crazy people, people that want to walk away, people that want to kill themselves. And then you put them on all kinds of psychiatric drugs, which they use to self-medicate themselves over there, that cause suicide, like the SSRI antidepressants. And you've got a complete catastrophe, as witnessed by what's happening at the VA now. So I go back to saying this is a major distraction, this whole prisoner exchange thing, to cover up the deep corruption at the VA.
Well, I agree with you. Man, I tell you, I mean, I know they built Obama up as the savior, and he's meant to be politically destroyed by the end so a new savior can come in, but he is rotting on the vine really fast right now. I mean, can they leave him in another 2 years, or will he end up getting impeached or something?
I don't see any way he can be impeached. He's there till the end. And then they're all, the media are all going to try to celebrate his presidency and do all sorts of, you know, retrospectives. You can count on, you know, endless amounts.
Exactly. They'll tear him down, let him fall on the sword, then they'll build him back up later.
Sure. Just like they did to Clinton. And you even see it a little bit with Bush. They always do the same thing. And Obama is going to take place in the pantheon of great presidents eventually by revisionist history.
But that finally comes to an end. I mean, the cynicism, the 9% approval rating, as low as 6% for Congress. I mean, this is not the same old cycle anymore. I don't see him getting away with it. I want to talk about that with you when we get back. And something we talked about on the Sunday show, and that's why I wanted to get you back today, because we ran out of time. Let's spend some time on positive stuff first. What it is to be free, where the world's going, how we can change ourselves inside to change the world outside. Then we'll get into energy and the energy game they're playing. I agree with your analysis, some of the articles you've written at NoMoreFakeNews.com. I want you to break down that deep, informed view coming up straight ahead, and a little bit of Bilderberg news with John Rappaport. I'm Alex Jones. This is GCNLive.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, and the great InfoWars.com crew with the nightly news studios and more are up there in Austin, Texas. I am down on the coast of Texas, you know, 1 week, not even vacation, working vacation with my children so that we can do a little bit of body surfing and spend time with them before they grow up. But I'm down here pretty much working about half speed with the family, and we'll be co-hosting the news radio show all 5 days this week, at least part of the time. And we're going to have Paul Watson, David Knight, and so many others. Some of the stories up on InfoWars.com. Sergeant Bergel, if you pronounce it that way, release arranged by CIA terror group. Police interrogate protesters for entering Bilderberg Hotel a day after they leave. There's a video of that by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com. White House launches propaganda at troll level, actually buying Google keywords now to put out their lies. Dems defend Obama's
politically calculated release of terrorists. Bilderberg 2014, blown wide open, a big boil down article. Bilderberg 2014, George Osborne and the man at the center of everything. Mental health screening, a good way to decrease liberty, poor way to increase security. Ron Paul, the velocity of money in the U.S. falls to an all-time record low as the money's devalued. But first, I wanted to finish up with Bilderberg and then get into some positive news with John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com, who's giving us his commentary today. He'll be hosting the last 40 minutes of the show today just because I want to hear him do a presentation on what's really happening with energy. This affects everybody. I don't own stock in energy, or I'm not, I don't work for it. Energy is your number one cost, and this is where they're really gaming us. You want to conquer somebody, control the energy. So we're going to, from the calories our kids eat to the oil in our cars to the coal power plants to the solar farms to the wind farms, it's all gamed, folks. The globalists are scientific in their takeover, read eco-science. They break down the control of energy at every level. But we saw them black out the windows at Bilderberg and put up fences and go to the greatest lengths ever in Copenhagen, Denmark, to block the public and the press this year. But then, on like the sixth floor, men all come up in robes, all holding on to each other, acting weird, and have some pretty boy come and wave at everybody and flaunt it at the media. And General Petraeus would come to the window and stare at people and others and just really act weird. And I guess they're really mad it's being exposed. They can't deny there's a shadow global government. This is really coming out. We're showing some video of that for TV viewers right now. Radio listeners can go to InfoWars.com and see the videos in HD. But what do you think's really behind all this? Black the windows out, but have multiple Bilderberg group members come out and talk to the press and the public saying we're no big deal. That have other Bilderberg members tell the German press we actually, you know, pretty much run things. And the leader of the Dutch parliament say, I don't violate the law being here to discuss government policy because we're public. Well, no, you're not public. So are they scared of indictment? There's talk of that in England. Why are they blacking out windows but leaving one open and having men, old men, parade around with a pretty boy, scantily clothed and in bathrobes? What is this really all about? Are they acting like they don't care that we know because they actually do care? John Rappaport.
It's a complicated situation, but point number one is I think they have to make a pretense that this is now public, because it is, because it's been exposed. So they can't go around anymore saying secret Bilderberg, because everybody knows about it now. Or, I mean, through InfoWars and other alternative media, people realize it. So they have to make a pretense of saying they're public. Otherwise, they could be indicted. They couldn't be indicted for doing national government business as an international secret society, which they are. So on the one hand, they've got to now sort of give the impression, hey, we're trying to conceal anything. Here we are, you know, and we'll have a conversation with you and and so on and so forth. On the other hand, you've got some of the crazier members who are still back in the Stone Age trying to conceal the whole thing and blocking out windows. And then you've got the real loons in their, you know, white bathrobes doing God knows what. Reminds me of your old expose of the Bohemian Grove business. I mean, so I think you've got several different factions there operating at the same time, giving a contradictory appearance. But the main thrust here is I think they finally decided that they have to now pretend that they're out in the open so that they can avoid criminal prosecution. Because, I mean, you can't. No nation's laws permit government people to go to a secret international conference and make policy decisions outside their own government. I mean, they put you in prison for that if they catch you or if they want to catch you. So that's why I think you're seeing a little bit of this. Oh, you know, we're just a bunch of guys sitting around. Of course we're meeting here. We're not trying to hide anything.
And I looked up the floor plan of that Marriott conference center. The gym is down on a lower floor. They were in a suite in a bunch of bathrobes holding on to each other with a pretty boy in the middle of them, flaunting and teasing everyone. And, I mean, that's very sophomoric behavior. And I don't know what the point of it is. And I agree with you. It shows different factions, and that's what it is, bidding for control of the main levers of power. Now, I want to talk about the essence of being free. We don't need government to make us free. We begin to act like free beings, and the rest will follow. We ran out of time Sunday talking about that. I wanted to recap that briefly as we go to break. But before we go there and come back with your energy presentation that I won't be here for, we'll have a 6-minute segment, an 18-minute segment, and a 6-minute segment to finish out the show here today, because I don't want you to be interrupted getting into that, John. But I want to be clear on energy. I want to explore our oil. I want to explore natural gas. I want to use coal because we have clean burning plants, because that's the energy we have. But I also know they've blocked a lot of the free energy, the zero point stuff. It's come out. They've been blocking it, discrediting it, trying to control the new energy systems by only giving money to their friends who never even build anything, or build something that's a fraud, or build something that's 60-year-old alternative energy. So they're blocking renaissance in this. And some of the, you know, alternative energy people go, how dare you promote, you know, an oil boom in the U.S. while claiming you're for new forms of energy? Well, that's hypocritical. Of course I'm for more. Whatever we've currently got, we need more of. Better than the Saudi Arabians, better to have low prices while developing new systems. I don't think the two conflict with each other at all. I mean, I'm absolutely for North American oil exploration. I want it to be done good. I don't like fracking in populated areas. There's a good way to do fracking versus a bad way. They can define fracking as any type of drilling. So I mean, it's the Saudi Arabians. We've caught them funding the main anti-fracking movement. That's just a fact. And because they don't want stuff being developed here. Well, most of our oil exploration is not fracking. So I want to let you break it all down coming up. I wanted to throw that in. Now, take us out to break. We're going to break here in about 3 minutes. So I'm now going to turn things over to you, John. You'll hear the music. You take us out. You intro us. We'll take the training wheels off here and let you host the show, because you're, you know, a great guy and I know can do it. But briefly, take us out what the essence of freedom is for John Rappaport. And I will see everybody else tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central here with the weekday show. Alex Jones handing the baton off to John Rappaport.
Thanks so much, Alex. At the end of the Sunday conversation that we had, you made the point, and it's absolutely correct, that freedom is not something that's given to you by the government. I don't care what the documents are, even the founding documents. The founding documents did not create freedom as if it had never existed before. You individually have your freedom. You've always had your freedom. Everybody has that potential within them, and they have to know what that means at a profound level, not just some superficial level, because once you understand what it really means, your own freedom, independent from anything else, then you begin to understand what you need to do now in this situation that we find ourselves, and that's the big one. But that's the first step. The Constitution did not create freedom. The Articles of Confederation, the Declaration of Independence, they did not give people freedom that was never there to begin with. It confirmed the freedom that every individual has. And think of the disaster if individuals don't understand within themselves what their own freedom really is at the most profound level. Then we're done. That has to change. That has to really, really change. So that's where we're going with that conversation about freedom. It means that every individual begins with a contemplation of what his own liberty and freedom really means to him. Does it mean that you can buy a soda at the 7-Eleven instead of at the liquor store? Is that where it goes? Does it mean that you can buy a two-seater couch instead of a chair, or a 1999 car that's been completely remodeled? I mean, is that the limit of what freedom means, that you can take a vacation? Is that what it's all about? Is that the beginning and the end of it? Is freedom mean that you can shut your eyes to what's happening in the world and that nobody's going to punish you for retreating into a little burrow somewhere? Is that what your freedom means? Nobody can say to you what your freedom is. You have to find it. You have to decide. And you have to go down below the everyday nonsense of social conversation and mainstream media and so forth to find out what that is. You would think that would be part of the educational system, don't you think so? Thomas Jefferson, as part of the founding of the public education system, wanted it to be the education of citizens. Because why? Because he said this was a republic unlike any other form of government that ever existed. Therefore, the entire purpose of the education system should be to educate children into understanding what the role of a citizen would be in a republic. Do you find any discussion of freedom now in school? No, you don't.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and to claim yours free. It's the same knife you've seen in airline magazines for $29.95. But today, it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. Go to FreeCovertKnife.com. Go now.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
John Matt Rappaport sitting in for Alex for the rest of the hour in Towards Radio Show. Just to wrap up what I was saying about freedom, do you know any schools in America where this is the issue, as it should be? A 2,000-word essay on what it means to you to be free in this country now. Why not? Indeed, why not? What could be a greater issue? But if you happen to bring that up in the school these days, I mean, you could be suspended. Who knows what would happen? Individual freedom in an elementary school, in a high school, in a college, university, you could be stoned. I mean, this is verboten. You cannot bring up this subject. This is not a subject for discussion, much less assignment in classes. Professor gets up at the beginning of a class in college and says, the most important thing you can learn about in college is your individual freedom, and that's what we're going to focus on in this class in philosophy of ubladi, whatever. That guy's on a short leash from that moment on, that teacher. His career is going to be sidetracked if he persists in that. And yet, that's the basis of the country. That's what the Constitution was, Declaration of Independence. What happened? Complete overthrow. That's what happened. But that doesn't stop you as an individual from doing that work. Because when you hit pay dirt and you really understand at the most profound level what your freedom really means, what it is, then you know what to do. Then you understand. Then you can apply your mind. Not to some harebrained scheme, but to something that's going to contribute to turning this whole massive fascist oligarchy around. Okay. Energy. So now 30%, we're going to cut 30% of coal. No problem, the president says. This, in fact, is going to create more jobs. It's a miracle. I mean, he's got to be a magician, if not an outright messiah. If he can cut coal by 30% and yet, in the process, create more jobs and even more energy. This is like saying today is tomorrow, night is day, day is night. It's all 1984 lingo. At the same time, as Alex said in the last segment, and this is very important, you've got to keep the energy you have while you actually develop energy of the future. And I'm sorry to insult certain environmentalists about this, who I guess want to go back into the forest and scratch on the ground for roots and tubers and depopulate the planet down to about 100 million people. But in a society, a civilization, you've got to keep the energy you have while you develop actual new energy. Not phony new energy, real new energy. Energy, in fact, energy technology that's been suppressed for a long time, which is what I'm going to get into for the remainder of the hour here. Actual energy suppression. For example, take the case of one Frank Schumann. Ever hear of Frank Schumann? A scientist, an engineer, 1862 to 1918. He was one of the primary originators of solar power, solar panels. He discovered a way to transfer solar energy into pipes within panels. And in fact, he built a factory in Egypt, which apparently runs to this present day, based entirely on solar in Mahdi. Pumps out 6,000 gallons of water, this solar energy engine, per minute, 6,000 gallons per minute to cotton fields along the Nile. That's real. That's pretty good. That was back in the earliest days of the 20th century that this happened. This was the real technology back then. This had real legs. This could be utilized, in fact, was utilized, if you look at old photographs of Los Angeles all the way along the line in the early teens of the 20th century, you could see solar panels on all the houses until the oil boom hit, and it became obvious that this could be a monopoly for the few. I mean, we may not be able to control the sun, boys, because everybody's got access to it, but we can certainly control the oil. So what we have to do is destroy, suppress, defame, propagandize against all other forms of phony, baloney energy be and say it's all about oil. It always was and it always will be. And you still, to this day, hear propagandists with that line whenever anybody really seriously brings up alternative energy. I'm not talking about Obama or Bush or Clinton alternative energy. I'm talking about the real thing, which is a separate issue, quite apart from these phony schemes to create what looks like alternative energy when it actually isn't. We're going out here at the bottom of the hour. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones. This is John Rappaport, and we will be back after this break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say, is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones for the rest of the hour. I just want to mention the tremendous work that all the crew at InfoWars do. I mean, because I've been a reporter for 30 years, I understand how operations work. And to put this together without, you know, government subsidies and all kinds of easy cash, to actually make this an entrepreneurial news independent operation is far from easy, especially with about 50 people on board. The reporters and the crew do a great job, and they finance this whole operation on the basis of the products that they tell you about, that you buy, that are the best products they can possibly bring to you, that you will find at InfoWarsLife.com, which is the store. Especially two new products, X2, which is the nascent iodine, and Super Female Vitality. Those are two of the newest products in the store. I urge you to look into this. Go to InfoWarsLife.com, the store, and support the crew at InfoWars and get yourself access to unique products at the same time. Okay? Okay. Make sure you do that. We're getting back to energy. And, of course, those products are about energy. Energy is everywhere. How much energy do you have today? Can you last? Can you get through the day? How many cups of coffee do you need? How many Red Bulls? Everybody is involved with energy on some level, whether it's personal energy, energy to run their machines, their devices, their cars, their houses, their offices, places of business. The society, the civilization runs on energy. So what's the problem? Well, we don't have a problem with that. The problem is that the people who control this planet, the elites, they want to dominate the energy. Monopoly, cartel, that's what we're talking about. And oil is the perfect mechanism for this to do. And they can foment wars in the Middle East, where a lot of the oil is. And they can make oil seem scarcer. And they can raise the price. And they can manipulate the price up and down because they control the basic energy commodity of the planet. In their view, which they are promoting to you, to everybody. This is what we have, folks. We have oil. That's all we have. There's nothing else, really. If we give up the oil, we're all going to go into the darkness and the chaos, which is a complete lie. Because there have been many suppressed energy technologies. Not the woo-woo fairy tale, I put a crystal on the mantle and looked at it and suddenly my car started driving down the street. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Frank Schumann that I spoke about in the last segment. This was a guy who pioneered engines that ran on solar in the beginning of the 20th century. What happened to that? That was an existing, workable, useful, dramatic breakthrough technology right then and there at the beginning of the 20th century. 1913 started pumping 6,000 gallons of water per minute through that solar energy off of the Nile into cotton fields in Egypt. You would think somebody would get a clue from that. Revolutionize it. Let me tell you about something really extraordinary. Passamaquoddy. Passamaquoddy. The Maine, state of Maine, Passamaquoddy Tidal Basin Project that JFK was obsessively interested in since his days as a U.S. Senator. We're talking in the late 1950s. In 1959, he went up to the state of Maine and looked over this proposal to build a tidal basin project right off the coast of Maine with a huge turbine. Because the height of the water tide every day was very high and very low and very high and very low, very good for turning a turbine and creating electricity, an enormous amount of electricity, get this, for the state of Maine. In 1962, he commissioned a report. He was president then. What is happening with Passamaquoddy? It's being stalled all these years. Different entities are fighting over it. Different cartels are trying to stop it. I want a report. The report was turned in to President Kennedy. It was a positive report on the possibilities from Passamaquoddy, the Tidal Basin Project. Shortly after that, JFK was murdered, and the whole project went into abeyance. It's not just the Passamaquoddy project. It's anywhere in the country, in America. It's anywhere in the world where there is a coastal inlet that has those conditions. There are many, 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 many coastal inlets all over the world that could be used to build these water turbine projects. This is not woo-woo fairy tale up in the clouds, alternative energy. This is straight ahead down the line electricity production using the ocean, using the tides and turbines. Everybody knows about this. There's at least one company I researched some years ago, there are probably more now, that can put small turbines in rivers and produce energy for local communities. This is not strange, weird stuff. This is real stuff. And remember, Nikola Tesla, the famous inventor, when he died, the FBI instantly raided his hotel room and took all of his papers and confiscated them. And what were those papers all about that have never been returned? They're about alternative energy, which is really mainstream breakthrough energy. When Tesla envisioned being able to supply free energy to the entire planet, or pennies worth of cost for free energy for the entire planet. What are we talking about when we talk about human health, folks? Think about this. Come on. We're talking about energy. What's the difference in energy level between a very sick person and a very healthy person? Human energy. Not just energy to run cars. Human energy. We've had a great deal of suppressed research about that, starting, not starting with, but including Royal Rife, the famous scientist in Southern California who developed his own breakthrough microscope that could observe microorganisms in action. And his frequency generator that he used to experiment on these microorganisms and kill off destructive ones with frequencies. In his time, you can see the newspaper articles. They appeared in Southern California. He was heralded as a genius by medical authorities until he decided not to cooperate with them to form any sort of cooperative business venture, at which point he became persona non grata, at which point he became a fraud. All of a sudden, the man was a fraud. He was a genius yesterday. Now he's a fraud. Now he's dangerous. Now he's evil. Now he's distracting people away from what can really cure cancer. Oh, baby. Rife cured, what was it, 16 people of cancer who were seriously ill with cancer. The newspaper articles appeared on this. It was verified. And then suddenly it never happened. Suddenly it didn't happen. Do you realize what we're talking about in terms of human energy uptake? The difference between somebody who's in desperate straits with cancer and a cured individual? What about Stan Brzezinski down in Texas? Houston. What is it? 7 grand juries? State and federal that have been mounted to destroy Brzezinski because he invented his own medicine to treat cancer that was not part of the pharmaceutical complex, that worked on a number of patients. Brzezinski never overstated what he could do with his medicine, neoplastins. He continued to do research. He continued to treat people. I know a guy in Los Angeles personally who lives for, I'm going to say, 20 to 25 years longer than doctors said he could because he was treated by Brzezinski. And yet now, tremendous strictures and restraints on which patients Brzezinski is allowed to treat. Who can come to his clinic? What can he do with people as a doctor? And the legal assault never seems to stop on the guy. Grand jury after grand jury. They can indict a ham sandwich, is the saying about a grand jury, but no grand jury ever indicted Brzezinski. Why? Because they all realized that the DAs and the prosecutors were lying through their teeth when they tried to destroy this humanitarian doctor in Texas, and so they refused to turn back permission to prosecute. We're talking about human energy there, which is at least as vital as the energy to power a civilization through cables, through wireless means, whatever. We're looking at suppression of alternative technologies from top to bottom, all over the place, everywhere. And this JFK Passamaquoddy story, you check it out on Google, in depth. Andrea Silverthorne, I believe, is the woman's name who did the original research on the full story behind this, the full story. We're talking about, you want a conspiracy and a scandal, a devastating scandal that ends up one way or another with the murder of a U.S. president and a project to liberate the country from oil monopolies? Passamaquoddy. These are incredible stories that I'm talking about here, incredible human events. And what do they all point to? They point to the fact that for a very long time, we, the human race, have had the capacity to produce energy abundance in every conceivable way from many different vectors on this planet, and that this has been suppressed by the energy cartels and monopolies and by the secret societies like Bilderberger, like the Council on Foreign Relations, like the Trilateral Commission, like the CIA, like many different groups behind the scenes, like mega corporations operating in concert with intelligence agencies. I'm not blowing smoke here, folks. Abundance is a viable principle that exists now for everybody on the planet. Through the means that have been discovered and invented and then suppressed. Suppressed to create the scarcity that we now face. The artificial money scarcity, the artificial job destruction, the artificial health destruction through the practice of toxic modern medicine, the artificial destruction of different avenues of energy from solar and ocean to more sophisticated means, as in the case of Tesla. The destruction of all of that by their suppression, so that you and I and everybody else are now living in an artificially created world. That's the reality that has been imposed upon us. And thousands and hundreds of thousands of lying, deceiving scum, propagandists, pundits, fake scientists have cooperated, have sold their souls to prop up the idea that we are living in a world on a planet of extreme scarcity, and it's tooth for tooth, claw against claw all the way, when that has not been the case for a very long time. This is the secret in the temple of the monopolies. This is what they are concealing. And in the field of energy, it's absolutely monstrous. And there are many more energy breakthroughs that I could mention here, but I wanted to focus on a few to set you exploring, to set you finding out for yourself. This is the case. When you drive your car to the pump and you look at the price, you're not just looking at the manipulated money price of oil. You're looking at a far greater manipulation. You're looking at the destruction of societies and civilizations based on this premise that oil is all we've got, folks. Oil is all we'll ever have. And to assure you once again, I'm not with the people who say, well, we have to shut down all the oil, and while we're at it, all the coal, and shut down everything. Because I want to go out into the forest and crawl along the floor and eat roots and tubers and live in a tree. That's not my goal in life. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that we keep the energy avenues open that we have now, and we actually let in the door the suppressed technologies, which by now would have obviated our need for oil. It would have been done as it was supposed to be done, you see. It's not depopulate the planet, let's go back to living in trees, and let the few barons of the estate run the entire earth. That's not the picture. That was never a sane picture for anybody. Only the lunatics running the asylum thought that was a good idea and still think it is. No. In the natural scheme of things, by the early part of the 20th century, oil would have started to be overtaken. It would have happened. And the technologies that Tesla and others developed would have by now overtaken oil, and we would be living in a different world where every human would have access to energy. Every human, minus nobody, would have access to all the energy they need if these technologies had not been suppressed. No question about it. Ditto for the field of healing. By now, we would have seen incredible breakthrough healing of the entire range of human disease if technologies had been allowed to develop. That's all we needed. Okay, we're coming to a break here. This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones on InfoWars Radio. And don't forget to go to InfoWarsLife.com to see about some breakthrough new health products.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic
Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
We're here sitting in for Alex Jones on our last segment, talking about energy suppression. I was reminded that, take these names down, Nick Gonzalez, doctor in New York, Stan Brzezinski, doctor in Houston, Dr. Joseph Gold in New York State, three breakthrough technologies, medical technologies. And I don't mean by that, oh, this cures everybody all the time. People sometimes write to me, really think I am some kind of a complete rube. Take this and everybody in the world will be cured all the time. Hold on. What these doctors were saying is very promising. It works. We've seen it work. We want to study it further because we know it can be applied to more people. It's been shown to work. With Gold, it was hydrazine sulfate for cancer patients. Nick Gonzalez in New York, an enzyme and nutritional protocol for cancer. Stan Brzezinski in Houston, neoplastins, a protocol for cancer. And here's the kicker, folks. Eventually, all of these three were studied by the official domain of medical science. In other words, clinical trial with volunteers. Forced into it by pressure. All right, we'll look at it. And then every single one of those clinical trials, in all these cases, were perverted and twisted. The protocols were changed to produce a negative and disastrous outcome. That's what we're dealing with here. Murderers. That's what we're dealing with. People who murder in order to protect, in this case, a monopoly of the toxic drug pharmaceutical complex and cartel. But the difference between sickness and health is all about energy. The difference between a society of scarcity and abundance is all about energy. And if you want to talk about free energy, what it really means is not just energy out of nowhere. It means actual energy delivered for free or for pennies to everybody on the planet. Yes, it can be sold. Of course it can be sold. It doesn't have to be sold at any kind of a high price. It can be sold for pennies to everybody, in which case whoever is producing this technology, however many companies, are all making a nice profit. Nobody's suffering. Everybody's having an abundance of energy. We have to liberate this fact about where the world is now. We have to liberate these technologies and more technologies that will give us the abundance that we need in terms of human energy and the energy to run civilization. That's the agenda. That's the agenda that the elites are trying to destroy and distract us from with all of this other insanity that goes on day by day by day by day. That's why wars are created at the highest level. Control the monopoly. Control the one basic form of energy that we have, the big lie. Distract everybody. Give them all kinds of high-flying, idealistic reasons for war and destroying each other. Oh, yes, we have to do it in the name of this and that and the other thing. No, all you have to do is turn your attention to the suppressed technologies. Thanks so much, folks, for tuning in. John Rappaport sitting in for Alex Jones. InfoWars Radio. My site is nomorefakenews.com. You can read my work there. We'll see you up the road.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.